Another NBA preview today, and we are talking Houston Rockets, and we are going to Jackson Gatlin. He is from Locked On Rockets, talking with us again this year. Jackson, how you been?
Been good, man. Always excited to talk Rockets with you.
Yeah, certainly. Big offseason for the Rockets. You know, a lot of people will probably say maybe the Nuggets were number one. Rockets right there. Maybe a 1A or 1B, whichever way you want to go. Of course, the injury to Fred VanVleet, which we'll get into in a little bit, maybe dampens that a little bit. But Jackson, let's just talk about the excitement there with the Rockets right now with some of the moves that were made, certainly bringing in Kevin Durant. You got Dorian Finney-Smith coming in as well, and some other moves as well kind of on the edges there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I think that obviously this Rockets team felt very strongly about where they were last season, finishing the 2 seed in a just absolutely brutal Western Conference, and, you know, drew the really unfortunate matchup in the first round against the Golden State Warriors team that, post-acquiring Jimmy Butler, played like a top 4, top 5 team in the NBA. So that was a really tough test for a very young Houston Rockets team in the first round last year. They took that Warriors team to 7. Steph Curry immediately broke down the very next game, next round of the playoffs against the Wolves. Rest is kind of history, but they felt very strongly about what they were doing and the direction that they were going, and that obviously gave them a lot of confidence to go out and make the move to acquire Kevin Durant this offseason, moving on from Jalen Green, moving on from Dylan Brooks, and you mentioned some of those fringe pieces, right, bringing in Dorian Finney-Smith to kind of offset the loss of Dylan Brooks. They also brought back Clint Capella, who was here for, you know, first 5 years of his career, basically, before being moved to Atlanta. So kind of doubling down on the double big lineup that found so much success last season with Alperen Şengün, Steven Adams. They also brought in Josh Okogie as another kind of point of attack, you know, defensive depth piece. This Rockets team, they basically saw the success of last season. They decided, you know what, let's go get Kevin Durant. Let's go get a bona fide top 10 player, a superstar, a guy who addresses our biggest areas of weakness. They have a dedicated 1A closer now, one of the best in the NBA to do it. And they've got, you know, the talent now to be considered legitimate contenders this season.
No doubt. I'd mentioned the Fred VanVleet injury, so let's kind of start there. I don't want to, be pessimistic about what looks to be a really optimistic season, but certainly that's a big loss.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's wrong to be a little pessimistic after losing Fred. And, you know, you can even point to maybe some of the roster construction. They put probably way too many eggs in the Fred VanVleet basket, if you will, with him going, kind of planning to come into the season with just him, Amin Thompson, and a very, very, fresh-faced and unproven Reed Shepard as your 3 primary ball handlers for the season. And obviously Fred out. They haven't officially called it a season-ending injury yet, although, you know, operating under the assumption that he's probably just not going to be back in any capacity this year. Maybe he makes it back for like some semblance of like a postseason run if he's really diligent with his rehab and if it goes really, really, really well. But they're kind of stuck. They're operating without Fred, and this is going to be it's a huge blow to this team. There's no way to paint it any differently. But it's also kind of, weirdly enough, it might have some positives in the sense that the floor for this team is now considerably lower. Fred was their floor general. He was the extension of Ime Udoka and the coaching staff out there. He helped kind of corral and orchestrate the young guys, and he really was like the leader of this team on the floor. We know that Kevin Durant's leadership in the past has been questioned at some of his previous stops. You know, is he vocal enough? Is he enough of a leader? Does he really rally the troops, that kind of thing? You didn't have to worry about that because that was Fred's job on this team. Now that he's not out there anymore, now there's maybe more of a spotlight to be shined on Kevin Durant. Can he rally all these young guys? Can they, you know, come together and still achieve what they want to achieve without Fred VanVleet? But I do think that even though this team's floor is a little bit lower without Fred VanVleet, I do think their ceiling is considerably higher without him, because you know what you're going to get out of Fred. He's a stabilizing force, but he's not going to be, you know, the guy who's going to potentially blossom into an all-star, right? That's what Amin Thompson is. That's what Reed Shepard potentially is. And so it's kind of like they've got this little mystery box between those two guys, and they're going to get plenty of reps this season to show whether they have some potential star potential down the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Well, certainly a very, very talented roster, and, you know, the trade, of course, bringing in KD. You do lose maybe a little of that, you know, Dylan Brooks edge just a little bit. But certainly, that can go good and bad. So I guess what do you think, who needs to step up to fill the Dylan Brooks role? And I'm not talking about the edge necessarily, but maybe that point of attack defense. You know, for all of his, warts, he was a guy that, got into you and generally would play some pretty strong defense night to night.
Yeah, funny enough, you know, Dylan hasn't or wasn't, you know, the team's best like point of attack defender since pretty much the early point of last season. Amin Thompson eclipsed him pretty quickly as being the team's best overall defender, most versatile defender. That was actually kind of an unfortunate dynamic, you know, bit of an underreported storyline last year. There were certain matchups where Dylan, you know, being the vet, being the face of the Rockets defense, if you will, would take on the toughest defensive assignment, even if it wasn't maybe the best thing for the team. And so now you have Amin Thompson who is clearly firmly in that role. He's going to get the toughest defensive assignment each and every night. And he's now kind of the head of the snake defensively. So you're going to need Amin Thompson to step up and be a bit more vocal on that end. But that's also where you have Dorian Finney-Smith who steps in. He's an incredibly vocal defender, and he already joked at Media Day about how, you know, him and Amin probably getting into arguments about who's going to check the opposing team's best player and all that kind of stuff. But they're going to lose Dylan from a culture, like, or they're going to miss Dylan from a culture perspective. Absolutely. He helped give the Rockets a little bit of that edge, that toughness, that gritty mentality that kind of made them who they've been these past couple years. So from that perspective, they're certainly going to miss him. They're going to miss his offensive output. You know, they might even miss him more offensively than they would defensively at this stage. But when you come away with a guy like Kevin Durant, that certainly helps offset the offensive loss quite a bit.
Jackson Gatlin again, Locked On Rockets. Jackson, who is somebody that we haven't talked about that will be important for the Rockets this year?
Clint Capella, absolutely. This was a Rockets team that identified late in the season last year that the double big lineups between Alper and Şengün and Steve Adams worked tremendously. It was one of the best two-man net rating lineups in the entire association. They crushed their minutes together in the playoffs, and the Rockets identified that as a strength, and then they went out and they decided, you know what, let's go get another type of big man that we feel confident can play in those double big lineups alongside Alper and Şengün. And hell, we may even see it's not high on my priority list here for the Rockets, but we may even see some Clint Capella, Steven Adams double big lineups at some point. But now not only can the Rockets run the Şengün Adams lineups, which are so effective, but they have another dynamic, another type of big man that they can put out there next to Alper and Şengün that provides a completely different level of floor spacing because he's a vertical spacing threat. He's a lob threat, can play above the rim. He's another great offensive rebounder. He's a solid rim deterrent and defender on the other end of the floor. And so that dynamic is something that the Rockets are going to lean into a ton this season. In fact, there's actually still speculation. We have not been able to guarantee what the Rockets starting five is actually going to be yet this season. And there's still like a not insignificant chance that Steven Adams is actually the Rockets' fifth starter this year. And then they just rotate through that trio of bigs with Şengün, Adams, and Clint Capella on a night-to-night basis.
When it comes down to it, the Rockets are obviously making these moves to, you know, become that 16-win team in the playoffs. And I think certainly last year without the closer like Kevin Durant, that's what made them maybe somebody that the Warriors would have rather played than somebody else. Obviously, maybe the Nuggets being one of those. So now that they have KD, they have him as a closer, the 16-win type player, anything else that you think needs to be done for the Rockets to get over that hump? Obviously, it's going to be very difficult for anybody to get over that Thunder hump, Nuggets hump, but for the Rockets, what does it look like?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, going back to the Fred situation, right? I felt really good about this team. It didn't really feel like there were many, if at all, weaknesses on this team prior to the Fred VanVleet injury. Now a big part of it is just going to be who is going to be the steady hand for this team down the stretch of games. Obviously, you have the closer in Kevin Durant, but you still need guys who can set him up. You still need somebody who can, you know, carefully bring the ball up and initiate sets and get you into good offense, somebody who can calm things down when things get a little chaotic or when you fall down by, you know, a bucket or a couple buckets and you need to, you know, make sure that everybody's on the same page. And that's ultimately going to fall on the shoulders of Amin Thompson and Reed Sheppard primarily, but to a lesser, and maybe not even to a lesser degree, because through two preseason games, it has seemed that Ime Udoka has really empowered Alper and Şengün as potentially going to be the primary facilitator for this Rockets offense this season. We may see a very Denver Nuggets, Nikola Jokic-esque type offense being run in Houston, where Alper and Şengün may be, not even may, he is the team's best playmaker, absolutely, already, and he may be the focal point of their offense, where even though Kevin Durant is going to be the leading scorer and the number one option, all the offense is going to run through Alper and Şengün as the facilitator, as kind of the hub or the engine for everything offensively. So seeing his growth, how he handles those big moments down the stretch of games, how he works you know, in conjunction with Kevin Durant, that two-man game, how it evolves throughout the season, that's going to be the biggest barrier to whether or not the Rockets have enough to ultimately topple OKC and, you know, prevent them from repeating down the line.
Yeah. Jackson Gatlin again, Locked On Rockets. Great stuff, Jackson. Really appreciate it. Really looking forward to the season as well. Thanks for the time and enjoy the season, all right?
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, man.